How about some water? Northwest Arkansas is drinking more of it, about 1 billion gallons more from the area's largest water supplier in fiscal year 2016-17 than the previous year. For the fiscal year ending September 30th, Beaver Water District sold 18.6 billion gallons of water to the cities of Rogers, Springdale, Bentonville, and Fayetteville. That's an increase of more than 6% over the previous year. Seven individual months in the year set all-time records, and not a single record-breaking month was in the summer. The summer, in fact, was cooler than normal. Larry Lloyd, the COO of the Beaver Water District, says the record usage is another indication of the continued population growth of the region.
We sold 1 billion gallons more water in our fiscal year than in September 30th than we did in 2016, which equates to about 3 million gallons per day on average throughout the year. And all of those water sales happen without it being an exceptionally hot and dry summer. So when we looked at that data, we realized that that's just another indicator of the growth in Northwest Arkansas.
Let me break down these totals, because when you start saying millions and billions, it sounds like a lot. Is 1 billion over year to year? That sounds like a major increase, is it?
That is a significant increase, a little over 6% increase from 2016, which had been a record year for us. We continue to see, you know, month by month, water sales increasing. So, yes, an additional billion gallons of water is a lot of water, and it is a significant increase for us.
I was looking at the stats for the months that set, individual months that set records, and as you mentioned, it was not in the summer. It was in October, November, December of 16, January, February, March, and then September. So we can't say people were watering lawns or because of heat or drought. This is sheer more people going to the tap, right?
That's it. Whenever we looked at the data, it really jumps out at you the fact that the big sales months are not the summer months. Those are not record months. It's those what we would call off-peak or baseline-type months. When you're in January and February, there's not anybody out there watering their yard or filling their swimming pool. So in that particular case, that's once again just an indication that you're selling more water to more people and more businesses in Northwest Arkansas.
It was across the board. I mean, Bentonville was up 11% year to year, Fayetteville 5.5%, Rogers 4.5%, Springdale almost 4.5%. So the indication would be people are coming in to everywhere from other places.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. The fact that each of the four cities that are our wholesale customers saw fairly significant increases, once again, is an indication of just a region-wide impact of more people, more businesses in our area.
Can we do this? Do we have enough water? Can we continue to sell? Like if you and I are talking a year from now and it's a billion over or 6% over this, is that okay?
Yeah, that's a great question. We get that frequently about, you know, where are we with respect to how much water we have. Beaver Water District has a contract with the Corps of Engineers. It actually dates back to before the lake was built. And we have the rights, the storage rights in the lake that are sufficient to yield on average 120 million gallons a day. And as I said, we sold last year 51 million gallons a day. So we're positioned in a very good place right now to be able to continue this growth for quite some time.
Is this an opportunity to remind people how important it is that Beaver Lake is in good shape?
It really is, Kyle. That, you know, without that lake, we would not be able to sustain or even marginally support the kind of growth we've seen over the past 20 or 30 years in Northwest Arkansas. It is literally a fantastic resource for us, both from a water supply standpoint, but also from a lot of other economic benefits with respect to recreation and other just environmental benefits. It is an important resource. We do need to protect it. We need to do whatever we can to make sure that resource is there for generations to come.
Besides growth, is there any other sort of out-of-the-box idea of why it might be a billion, or do you think it's strictly because more people are living here?
But, you know, as we evaluated the data, you always look for, is there some other explanation? If we had seen say two of the cities with no increases or decreases and the other two with bigger increases. If we had seen from our own internal data the difference between how much water we pump from the lake versus how much we sell to the four cities, there are a lot of different things we looked at to see if we could explain this growth. And when it comes down to it, the only really logical explanation that's out there is that there are just more people buying more water.
And forgive me if this is a naive question, but does growing business or industry have an impact as well?
It does. Certainly, we've got a fairly significant industrial water demand in Northwest Arkansas with our food processors and some other industries. And once again, businesses. Businesses in Northwest Arkansas, as they grow and develop, then there are people, whether it's an office building or retail space, that's also water demand in those places also. So it's just the overall what's happening in Northwest Arkansas, I believe.
Does this at all, the higher demand, the higher sales, make it harder for anyone who works for the water district? I mean, do you have to work longer hours or anything like that?
No, fortunately for us, it doesn't. We man this facility 24 hours a day, 365 days a year anyway, regardless of how much water we sell. And since we have the capability of producing 140 million gallons a day right now, then our plant is not taxed at all. Certainly, it's at a higher rate than the average during the summertime, but even then, it's not really taxed. So we're in great position to continue to sell even more water.
Well, and I bet you're going to.
I would anticipate that we would, and that's why we try to go ahead and build facilities before they're needed so that we're ready for this growth.
Larry Lloyd, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Kyle.
Larry Lloyd is the Chief Operating Officer for Beaver Water District. The supplier sold more than 18.5 billion gallons in the just completed fiscal year, an increase of more than 6% when compared to the previous fiscal year, a year that was already an all-time record. And it isn't just Beaver Water selling plenty of H2O. The Benton, Washington Regional Public Water Authority, better known as Two-Ton, also had a robust year and is on pace to be within 1% of its biggest water sales year ever.